Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Sean at Work writes in, is anyone concerned with the statement, quote, the Tigers have been playing playoff baseball for 2 months now? Because the playoffs are grueling, both mentally and physically. Just ask the Red Wings. Just worried that the law of averages will catch up to us. That's from Sean at Work. I mean, it's kind of a legit point. Playoff baseball is grueling. I mean, there's a reason why they have they call the dog days, because it's such a long season. There are some days where you're more in tune in some games than others. It's just the way it is. So, you know, people look at, hey, they've been playing playoff baseball forever. The downside of that, because and they'll say, so they're used to this, they're fine. They've been playing playoff baseball forever. They got this. The downside of that is he's right. It is grueling and taxing and exhausting. So I've always kind of had that same thought, Sean. Now, in this particular instance, I hope that's not the case, and I prefer to lean into they're used to the stage because they've won so many big games. But it can catch up to you.
It can, but I do think that there's a lot to that. I think that one of the reasons that they were able to go through Houston in two games is because this is what they're used to. It's not foreign. This isn't something like all of a sudden, hey, I got an idea. We're going to start the game with Tyler Holton. Okay. We're going to just follow me on this. We're going to start the game with, they've been doing this. This is just baseball. So, and I think what it does is it takes the pressure off a little bit too, because you guys know what you're doing. You've been there. You've got the memories of this. We don't have to go too far to remember what it's like to win. It's okay. We're going to adjust and adapt and hopefully be a better team out there today.
But also, when they were doing this, you know, they did have, we mentioned before this run happened, that the schedule was going to lighten up. So they weren't doing it against, in the playoffs, you're playing great teams, right? No matter what series you get into. So the competition's tougher. Everything's magnified. You know, I look at it, Colt, Keith, and Torque don't have a hit. I know it's only three games, but every game is magnified. Every game is important. At some point, somebody, and I know this is the way they've been doing it, someone's got to step up and be a guy you can lean on somewhat. I don't know. You know, I know Riley Green's probably the one guy. Parker's been hitting unbelievably since he came back, but I'd like to see some offense, man. Like I said earlier, I'm not worried about Scuba. I'm worried about the offense.
248-539-9797.
I was just going to say, offense is hard to come by in a playoff sometimes because usually the pitching is so good. Cleveland's bullpen is the best in baseball. So if they turn things over to the bullpen, then to Doug's point earlier, it feels kind of like today might be first to two wins.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to your phone calls. Tyler, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, guys. Happy school ball day to all you guys. But I just want to touch on Detroit Red Wings for a second. I've been watching all preseason, and Marco Casper has stood out to me like no other prospect. What do you guys think on that? I think he deserves a roster spot.
Well, he's not going to get one just yet. They announced that they're going to send him to Grand Rapids. But, I mean, the game the other night where he had the two goals and damn near had four. I mean, he was great. That puts a smile on your face and gives you hope for the future that this is a guy. I would expect that Marco Casper is going to be the first guy that gets called up from the minors when there's an injury. And there's always injuries in hockey. So yep. I wouldn't be too upset with him not making the roster. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, if he makes the roster, then who doesn't make the roster? And you know, they've got an interesting mix of players here. And I'm not terribly disappointed by it, and hopefully he's ready for the task when he gets called up, and it'll probably be in the first few weeks.
It's great news, Tyler, and it's only, I feel like this is only a matter of time. I think we'll see him pretty quick.
I agree. We got a lot of good prospects, but I was very surprised with his start so far, so very exciting, and go Tigers.
Thank you, Tyler. 248-539-9797. Mark at a car writes in, if we can win today and then at worst get the split at home, we'll have a chance to win this series. It'll be on the road, but with Scooble on the mound, I like our chances. That's a lot better chance to win the ALDS than we ever thought we'd ever have 2 months ago. Yeah, I mean, I said it earlier in the show. This is one of those games that swings the momentum wildly one way or the other. Coming home 1-1 is the best realistic goal to have. in a five-game series and winning all the Scooble starts is the best realistic goal to have. It's you know, it's the formula. And then find a way to get another win. They have three chances to get another win. One of those chances is gone. but, you know, I don't know that anybody was picking Detroit to sweep this series. Then if you were, it might have been a tad bit unrealistic.
I mean, I don't, it's, you got to win three of the five games.
Yep.
However it happens, it happens. It's tough to do it. I think Cleveland's a better team than the Tigers are. Doesn't mean the Tigers can't win. Doesn't mean the Tigers can't make it a series. And I do think that today is must win, though. I don't, this team, even though they've come back in games so many times late in games, it feels like if you get down 2-0 in a series where the other team just needs to win the next game to win the series, that's a tough spot to be in when you don't have another go-to guy in a rotation.
I would say this. Where I'm at, I do this a lot with teams, but I'm not conceding anything. Like, no. If they lose today, at least they're coming home. At least they're coming home, and then it's a one-game season. All you got to worry about is Wednesday. You don't think, how are we going to win three games on Wednesday? You think about how you're going to extend the season on Wednesday. Unnamed texter, Chump is Jack Flaherty. He is butthurt because he got lit up. The champ is Profar for giving that ball. Champ is Vanderbilt students for collectively agreeing where they were going to put the goalpost. Chump is Nick Castellanos because he's still a jerk.
Game-winning hit, didn't he?
Yep.
Do you see they're auctioning off pieces of the goalpost?
They should.
You can buy like a 4-inch section of the upright or a 6-inch section of the crossbar for like thousands of dollars. And they have like, they're personalizing helmets that it can be sold for $7,000. I mean, Vanderbilt's leaning into this.
They should.
Well, they should, because you know where the money's going to go. Buy the next player.
Yep.
Because that's what they have to do.
Yep. But it was a crazy day. It wasn't just that game. It was Tennessee-Arkansas. It was Minnesota-USC. It was Cal-Miami.
Cal-Miami game. I feel so bad for Cal.
I do too.
They had a 25-point lead.
At one point late in that game, they had the backup quarterback in and big plays. I felt like they were just giving him experience. And then when you come back and they come back and win the game, Miami does.
And then it looked like the play, was it targeting? Was it not targeting?
Was there an illegal man downfield on the game-winning touchdown?
There's a lot. Yep. A lot that happens.
Yep. And by the way, that game day to kick off, the college game day being at 6 a.m. there, and the game kicking off at 7:30 Pacific time.
Did you watch game day at all?
I did, yes.
The kid kicked the field goal for $100,000?
Yes.
With Vans?
Yes.
That's what he's wearing.
Wasn't it $600,000? He got $100,000.
Well, he got $100,000, but then they added another $100,000 to the $500,000 they were already donated to the Hurricane Relief Fund.
Yeah.
So it ended up being awesome. Just awesome all around.
Meanwhile, the next hurricane's intensifying.
Yeah, I saw that.
It could be worse than the first.
For Tampa and Sarasota, it could be really rough, but then it's supposed to, I guess, if it gets to landfall, it'll be really weakened when it gets to landfall.
Unnamed texter says, everything can't be put on Scooble today. He can't be expected to completely shut it down. Offense has to do its part or 2025 will be here quickly. I don't know what choice we have. I think every time Scooble pitches, and look, if you're saying offense needs to score some runs, yes, that would be nice. The biggest strength that this team has is on the hill today. It's on the hill today. And yeah, you have to think, sure, give him 10 runs. I wouldn't turn it down. But it's more likely to count on Scooble being dominant than the offense being dominant.
It is, but you see how much of a lift that offense gives everything else. I mean, they hit five runs in the first inning against the Tigers in game one.
Yep.
And it just built with confidence the rest of the way.